As Mayor Bloomberg marks his 10th year in office, WNYC has been examining whether Bloomberg has delivered on his promise to bring professional private sector management, innovation, and accountability to government. Last week, we reported on the Bloomberg administration's slow and expensive efforts to upgrade the city's 911 call system. Today, we look at 311, the city's non-emergency helpline. WNYC's Lisa Chow has more.
To find out what people think of the city's helpline, I went to the neighborhood that complains the most, Inwood in northern Manhattan. Barbara Licurdo has lived here for 7 years and shares one of her experiences calling 311.
I was headed uptown by the park, and there was a chicken.
A live chicken, Licurdo says, that was about to be sacrificed. Yes, it's true, there have been reports of animal sacrifices in Inwood Hill Park.
There were candles, and he was in a box. And it was clear, as soon as it got dark enough, that chicken was, you know, going to meet his maker.
Licurdo says within 20 minutes of calling 311, someone from animal control came and picked up the bird. Now, not everyone's complaint to the city's helpline gets such a speedy fix. Irma Ramirez lives in the Bronx in a two-bedroom apartment. The mother of three says she called 311 during the December blizzard because she had no heat or hot water.
It took a couple of days for them to come in.
Ramirez says the inspectors issued several violations and then left.
The super came. He said he was going to fix this and that. The landlord came. He said he was going to fix this and that. He said, oh, I'm going to.
She says the heat and hot water weren't actually fixed for another couple of days. It's these types of calls that are some of the hardest for the city to solve. 85% of all calls that come into 311 are questions that operators can answer right away. Want to know what streets are closed during parades or what time the park opens? A 311 operator just tells you. The rest are written up and routed to other city agencies. In Ramirez's case, the Department of Housing Preservation and Development.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling 311. This is Lisa. How can I help you?
The 311 call center is on the 14th floor of a building in Lower Manhattan, halfway between City Hall and Wall Street. Operators seated in front of two computer screens.
And what type of a wire is it?
Tap keywords into a database to find answers. Joe Morrisrow is the executive director of 311. He says his chief priority is making sure that if you call 311, you'll reach an operator quickly.
There are industry standards for call center industry for customer service that say you should answer 80% of the calls within 30 seconds or less. And that's an objective that we have.
Meeting that objective requires a little bit of juggling because the number of calls coming into 311 changes depending on the weather and time of day. On top of that, if you have too many operators on hand, you're wasting valuable city resources. Too few, and you're forcing callers to wait longer.
In the industry, they sort of jokingly call it butts in seats.
Right now, Morrisrow is hitting his 80% target, but it's down from 2008, when 97% of callers were getting their phones answered within 30 seconds. Morrisrow says to figure out whether operators are actually helping callers, the center also monitors calls.
We actually have three different groups that listen to the calls that we record for quality assurance purposes and evaluate how well did that work for that customer.
How about, though, in terms of tracking whether the problem got solved? How do you go about doing that?
So we don't measure the performance of the agencies ourselves. Again, we're sort of the facilitator. We're making sure the customer's request or the customer's complaint is getting to that agency so they can action that.
So how quickly are city agencies solving the problems that come through 311? It's almost impossible to see the data on every type of complaint. But here's what agencies say about some of their more popular complaints. Filling potholes is taking the Department of Transportation more time than it did last year. On problems of heat and hot water, the Department of Housing Preservation and Development says it's taking less time to fix these complaints compared to last year. But when city officials talk about the success of 311, they don't cite these trends. They cite customer satisfaction surveys. And what do the surveys say? In 2008, callers rated the city's helpline better than the customer service they got from hotels, insurance firms, and cable TV companies. For WNYC, I'm Lisa Chow.